tell me how you folks figure this is a tax increase, since this is not something you are taxed on. This is not something you pay taxes on.
Well, the state mandated the business community to become a tax collector for them. And in doing so, it was negotiated, and this has been 50 years ago, but part of that, the business community would be able to recoup part of their collection costs through a compensation deduction. So it's pure and simple. They've been receiving this reimbursement for their costs, and if you actually take that away, it would be a tax increase. They're going to actually start paying for the cost of collecting taxes on behalf of the state. And I think the business community would gladly say, if the state of Missouri wants to begin collecting these taxes on their own, we will step away and let them do it. It's not really something that the business community really wants to do, but we've been doing it for the last 50 years. And the actual amount that they're compensating for, which is 2%, is really not even recouping the cost that it takes to collect the taxes. There was a study done by the Streamlined Sales Tax Project. It's both a public-private partnership. So there were actually some tax administrators and some the business community got together and did a study for this Streamlined Sales Tax Project on what kind of costs were associated with the businesses in order to collect these taxes. And we saw that the average was really around 3%, with small businesses being as high as 13%, and I believe large businesses around 3%. So it's really even inadequate enough to cover the cost of businesses' actual cost of collections.
Okay. Now, I've been around the legislature for a long time, and I've heard this argument many, many times in the past about it being a tax increase. So let me just bore in on this a little bit if I can. This is a sales tax that's being collected, correct?
Correct. It's a sales tax that's being collected.
Okay, and the sales tax is going to stay at 4.225% regardless of what happens with this idea, correct?
Correct.
Now, businesses are not being taxed by the state in any additional way than what they're normally taxed at as it is while they're going through this process, correct?
I wouldn't say that they're not being taxed. I mean, businesses file and pay their own taxes just like individuals do, and they're not compensated for that. But they are being penalized by being mandated to collect the taxes on behalf of the state.
So there is
a cost and a burden associated with that.
Right.
And because of that, they're able to recoup some of the taxes that they collect as an offset to their cost. You take that amount away, and it is an unpaid mandate to the business community.
Okay, an unfunded mandate, in other words, is what we have here.
You could call it that if you take it away, yes.
All right, yeah, well, that because my problem in understanding your arguments has always been how this can be a tax increase, since there are no taxes that are being levied on business that have anything to do with this. This should be a straight consumer pass-through, and you folks are getting 2% off the top as a service fee. But I don't know how you can call it a tax increase, because businesses are not being taxed in this case.
You're right. Businesses are not being taxed, but businesses are asked to pick up the cost of the tax collection. They're able to recoup part of that tax money. So in taking that away, they're not receiving that tax benefit.
The same
as you would call an individual income tax deduction, that they're not being taxed on individual income tax deduction, but you take the deduction away, and therefore their costs, the taxes go up. So you could call that a tax increase.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to call it a tax increase. I'm going to call it an unfunded mandate. Now, let me just ask you this then, given what we've just talked about. Would businesses be better off if the legislature allowed them to deduct this business expense that they incur from their own taxes rather than let them keep the 2%, which I think probably in the eyes of Mr. and Mrs. Joe Public kind of makes them look kind of funny here. Would they be better off in being able to deduct this expense from their taxes instead?
Absolutely not, just because if you took the same amount and you deducted it from their taxes, it's not a dollar for dollar. You get a percentage of what you claim as the cost, and then whatever that tax rate is, that becomes the amount out of their pocket that they get. So where right now they're able to retain that money, to recoup their costs, if they just add it as a deduction, it would only be a small percentage of the actual amount that they would get, that makes sense.
Sure, I understand. How about a tax credit then?
Well, due to the environment that we have legislatively with the tax credit, I mean, obviously there would be some concerns with that. The other part of this is that they immediately get to retain that cash benefit due to their collections, and if you made it a tax credit, they wouldn't actually see a benefit from that for probably a year, year and a half down the road, because when a credit is assigned, it's usually assigned over a year period of time. You get the credit, and then you apply it on your next year's tax return, which may not be due for another 6 months. So you're asking the business to actually pay for the cost of this collection and to wait for a year, year and a half in order to take advantage of recouping those costs.
But if you're a small business and it costs you 13% and you're only getting 2% back to begin with, and you have a chance to deduct the full 13% from your own taxes, aren't you going to be better off in that case? Even if it does take you 12 months or more to get the money back?
Well, and that's a... I assume that you would only get to deduct the 2% that you currently get now.
Well, the premise of my question was being able to get a tax credit for the full amount of the cost of doing this business for the state. And so the 13% business would be able to be deducted from business tax.
You know, I think the business community might be open. I mean, we haven't really talked about this debate, but if we could actually take the cost that it takes to collect from the state and actually recoup that through a tax deduction, we might be open to that. I mean, that would probably be more beneficial in the long run. I don't know that the state's willing to pay any more to the business community for their collection. I don't know that it would be acceptable to the state in order to do that. But if we could actually obtain the amount that it costs the state it costs the business community in order to be able to collect the tax, that's kind of what the state does. They say that they get a certain amount, up to 3%, for the cost of their collections, and we think business communities should be treated the same.
You've said if the state would like to just take this on by itself, it can go ahead and do that. The question then would be, how in the world would the state be able to collect sales taxes from every individual?
Well, I think it would be up to every individual to have to file and pay their taxes, and I'm not saying that that's something that we're promoting. I think most individuals already feel the burden of having to file and pay income taxes, and they don't like to do that once a year, much less filing and paying the sales taxes on their purchases. So that would be the only way that they would be able to do it. The business community has taken on the mandate and the authority to collect those taxes at the point of sale. We're willing to continue to do that, but there is costs and burden associated with that collection process that they should be compensated for.
Do you know the background behind this? Because we had sales taxes before 1963 or whenever this went into effect. How did it come about that businesses got to keep 2%? What happened in the early 60s that set this up? Are you familiar with the history behind this at all?
I'm not personally familiar with the history. I could probably find it for you. I think it, you know, most other states allow a compensation deduction. I think if you look at the auditor's report, she said that only 13 states actually have an uncapped ceiling. But Missouri is set up so complicated compared to other states. Most states only have one local rate or one city and one county rate. every municipality and taxing jurisdiction in the state, including the library districts, the fire districts, on top of cities and counties, can impose their own local rates. And so because of that, we have anywhere from 1,400 to 1,700 different rates in the system. So in order to collect the taxes, you know, changes have to be updated on a daily basis, and we have to, you know, the business community has to maintain all of those changes in order to collect the right amount. And trust me, if they don't collect the right amount, the department audits them, and they have to pay that even though they don't collect it. So, so I'm not for sure of the history, but I do know that there is precedent and history amongst the country, and that this is an acceptable arrangement between the state and the business community.
So the complications of our sales tax structure that allows so many different districts to levy their own special tax above and beyond what the state does makes this whole job much more complicated than just saying, okay, I collected 4.2%, because you guys also are sending the state any local applicable sales taxes, which the state then bounces back to the local entity. So you're doing two things here.
Right, absolutely. And as I said, if we collect the wrong amount because we had the wrong state or local rate, then, you know, the business community is subject to the liability of what they don't collect. So they have to pay that to the state if they get it wrong. They don't update their systems in time. Missouri is only one of a few states that has the same taxing jurisdictions amongst cities and counties that the other states have. Most states only really have one or two or just a handful of local rates. So that really puts us out, that sets us differently amongst the other states, and probably increases that when I talked about the 3 to 13%, really probably puts us above that because of our taxing jurisdictions.
A little truth in advertising. I'm one of those people who takes advantage of the 2% myself. I have to collect sales taxes on the books I sell, so it usually turns out that I wind up paying maybe $10 or $12 a year.